Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A renewed push to free all remaining hostages in Gaza after Hamas officials announced they've agreed to some of the U.S. proposal to end the war in Gaza. President Trump in a post says Hamas must move quickly to release the hostages, quote, or else all bets will be off. Sources tell ABC News Israel's prime minister has instructed the IDF to stop all offensive operations in Gaza. And in Tel Aviv, families and friends of Israeli hostages demonstrating in front of Israel's military headquarters, demanding the government don't falter on a deal.
The people of Israel want to bring all hostages home and end this war.
Peace talks scheduled for tomorrow in Egypt. It is day four of the federal government shutdown. Lawmakers are not in session this weekend.
The Senate returns on Monday while the House is out next week. So that means for at least a few more days, millions of federal workers remain in limbo, unsure when they'll get paid or even if they'll have jobs to return to.
ABC, Selena Wang. This is ABC News. The commissioner of the WNBA, Kathy Engelbert, is now going on the record for the first time since that blistering criticism earlier this week from one of the league's brightest stars, Nafisa Collier.
The Minnesota Lynx player didn't hold back at her end-of-season press conference, describing the league's leadership as the worst in the world. Players across the league rallied behind Collier, calling for accountability and change, also pointing to other persistent issues like uneven pay and player marketing. Now, Engelbert responding, acknowledging there is work to be done.
We value feedback. We listen to criticism.
Engelbert saying that the league and players union are meeting next week to discuss a new collective bargaining agreement and that she plans to remain commissioner after that agreement is finalized.
ABC's Ike Ajachi. It's the first weekend of October, but it feels more like summer for many parts of the country. Temperatures in the Midwest and northern states about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than usual. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Temperatures well above normal today into the upper 80s with a strong southwest wind at times. For tonight, mostly clear, low to the mid-60s. Sunny and 82 on Sunday, a bit breezy again. Showers and storms Sunday night and again possible Monday. Right now, it's 80.
Crying all of the time. Monday, Monday. Ba-da, can't trust that day.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Congratulations to everybody who was a daily winner with the Civic Media Text to Win contest that we just wrapped up. More on the way.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over,
about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff, 97.9 WGBW.
And God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
Timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I know, I know, I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes.
Glitter runs right off, and you're nowhere.
Local news and timeless hits 97.9 WGBW. Fall Fest going on right now until 3 o'clock. Light Park near the river with horse-drawn hayrides and a corn pit, inflatables, very much a family event.
In the cafe.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Extended forecast says mid-80s today, about 80 tomorrow, and rain on a Monday. Imagine that. Rainy days and Mondays, you know what they say.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walk some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. But it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
Studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge. We're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Yeah. songs that make you go ow. See? Dave Clark 5 on 97.9 WGBW.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Segway Sunday tomorrow means lots more music nonstop style on WGBW.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love both never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun,
your kids right. Play 97.9 WGBW in the car on the way to school.
Can't get next to you. just holding you tight. So listen very carefully, closer now, and you will see what I mean. It isn't a dream. The only sound that you will hear is when I whisper in your ear, I love you.
It's 97.9 WGBW. It's coming to the Meyer Theater October 24th, one night only. It's the Linda Ronstadt Experience, starring American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. And yes, we will have tickets that you could win. Good luck with that. We'll keep you posted here on WGBW.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. There is currently no requirement that companies spreading sludge on crops must disclose whether it contains PFAS. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab yourself a bowl of Booyah to help Hoo-Ah. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 11th from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., you can come enjoy a bowl of Booyah or take it to go at Lenny's Tap as part of their fundraising efforts to help support Hoo-Ah, a group dedicated to helping out our American heroes with suicide prevention awareness and support for veterans. So get hungry and plan to buy many bowls of Booyah at Lenny's Tap on Saturday, October 11th. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway. And from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Only you can make all this world seem right. Only you can make the darkness bright. Ooh.
understand the magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you.
Songs you know, information you want to know. 97.9 WGBW.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Gonna wander away from here now, but I leave you in good hands because Rich Lucascio is next, and he loves these tunes as much as you and I do. So stick around, he'll have a few treats for you. On 97.9 WGBW.
stuck inside these four walls, sent inside forever,
never seeing no one nice again like you, Mama. You, Mama.
I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel and Hamas appear to be closer to ending the war in Gaza than at any point in nearly 2 years since the October 7th attacks. At the same time, analysts say Hamas has only agreed to certain parts of the U.S. peace plan, including the release of all hostages, but with conditions. ABC News national security and defense analyst Mick Mulroy says Israel has stopped its offensive in Gaza so far.
It's important to continue this cessation of offensive hostilities while the agreement can be worked out to release hostages and to get much more humanitarian assistance into Gaza. That could then, of course, lead to